How great thou art, our God. That's like the song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. I like it. And I like how great thou art. But the lost people, the unconverted, the worldly churchgoer can sing those songs just like believers can. Doesn't mean that they believe them. Doesn't mean that they understand them. Look, I found some notes there from April the 11th. Went straight to them. It's July the 11th, 2021, the year of our Lord. My brother was born this day 67 years ago. 68. Can't remember. Anyway, he's born in 57. No, I was born in 57. He was born in 54. He was born in 1954. So, 1 Peter, chapter 1. We're going to get out of chapter 1 one of these days. 1 Peter, chapter 1. We'll end up today, probably, if I get through with verse 25 today. You kind of have to read verse 24 with it to understand the but that's in starts off in verse 25. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now that's the Apostle Peter preaching that gospel that the Lord Jesus preached, that the Apostle Paul preached, and that all the apostles preached, including the evangelist of those days. I don't believe there are any more evangelists, but even though there are many that call themselves evangelists, there's people today that call themselves apostles, and people that called themselves the Lord Jesus Himself and everything else, and prophets. Mark told me a while back, he said, they are prophets. I said, no, they're not. And he went to telling me about people who had prophesied about things that were going to happen, and they happened. I said, does that make them a prophet? I said, you have to give the definition of a prophet. I said, these people in Washington, D.C. that predict the stock market and hit it right on the money. I said, but they're not prophets. But the word of the Lord endureth forever is the title of the sermon today. And y'all notice that I call mine sermons. Most preachers today call theirs messages. You can call it whatever you want to. I don't care. I call mine sermons. Somebody told my mother a while back, or the other day, that the reason they didn't come to Zion was because I holler too much. I scream and yell. I said, Mama, that's not the reason they don't come. They don't come to Zion because of what is said, not how it is said. Amen. It's what is said. Now, brethren, though men lost and saved pass away, and ministers of the gospel too, And this world is uncertain to us and unstable and passing away. Yet the word of the Lord, the gospel of Christ, is settled forever and will never pass away. Whether you believe it or not, it changes nothing. The gospel of Christ is settled forever. Now, it's been perverted to the hilt these days. It has been changed so much that a person that understands and reads the scriptures understands that what they preach today and they call the gospel is like the Apostle Paul says, it's not the gospel at all. It's another gospel. And he says, that's no gospel at all. If you change one bit of it, it's not the gospel. That's the reason it's important that we stick to the gospel. The gospel that the apostles and the other apostles preach was the same as what Isaiah preached in Isaiah 40 and verse 9. You can turn with me there if you want to, or I'll just read it to you. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up to the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Now that's what Isaiah was preaching in his day. And the Apostle Paul, Peter preaching the same thing here, the Apostle Paul preached the same gospel. He said in chapter 10 and verse 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That's what the Apostle Paul preached. It's the same thing that Isaiah was preaching in chapter 40 and verse 9. Just hold on there and let me take a shot of this orange juice. That ought to do it. I told Brother Gerald I was going to check my sugar before I got started, but I forgot. And it was a little low before we started singing, but it has come on down a little more. So, the gospel that the apostle Paul and the other apostles preached was the same as that which Isaiah preached. And for centuries or ages, they continued to preach the same gospel that Isaiah preached, the same gospel the Lord Jesus preached. But there were some in those times, even in the apostles' times, that had begun to pervert the gospel. And it has gotten so today that you cannot even recognize it. And the sad thing is that people will listen to that trash and think it's the gospel, because the idiot standing behind the sacred desk says so. Well, search the scriptures. to be sure that what the fellow behind the sacred desk is saying is according to what the Scripture says. And if it's not, call his hand to it. And I don't mean just read the Scripture that he gives. You got to read it from the front to the back and from the back to the front. The whole truth. As you know, this world, this nation, or I should say, and this nation, is in a pitiful way. It's in pitiful shape. A forsaking of God and a forsaking of His Word, except for God's elect. God's elect are holding to the truth. And to the truth of God's Word. And in Matthew 24, we read verses 37 and 38, I believe. Let's read it starting at verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And in Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 27, I think. Let's start reading a little before. Let's start reading at verse 20 in Luke chapter 17. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here, or see there, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that the Lot went out of the Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. So we don't know when the Lord Jesus is coming, but we know signs. But we know that when he comes, everybody will know it. Now this world and this nation is in a mess because we have forsaken God.
Amen.
We have forsaken His ways and His commandments. We have sent our children, and for generations now they have sent the children to the government schools to be brainwashed by government teachings. We have allowed this nation to be taken over by corporations. They feed us now. We quit farming. We quit raising our own few cattle, milk cows even. We can't have milk unless we buy it these days. I remember watching some of those old westerns, and ever so often there would be a bad guy that would come into a county and try to buy up all the ranches and all the farms. He wanted to control the water, he wanted to control the food source, and he wanted to control the cattle. Of course, the good guy would come in and eventually either run him out of town or kill him and try to teach the people that it don't matter how bad it gets, you don't sell your farm. You don't sell your ranch. You don't sell your milk cows, because then somebody else will be in charge of feeding you. Guess what? We are there.
Amen.
We have sold out for the sweet dollar so that we could be fed by others. We were told that we'll feed you. The big corporations bought up all the farmland. Bill Gates being one of them. Owns more farmland than anybody in the world. And for most combined, he owns more farmland. And he's a heathen from hell. We can't even buy seed anymore to plant our own little gardens unless it's got some of that... Let's see, what do they call it? Molecular altered seed. The very DNA of the seed has been changed so that they could put in a pesticide pesticide so that the bugs wouldn't eat up the corn and the potatoes and all the other things. And we fail for that. Yeah, but we can produce so much more and there'll be such a bigger yield to it. You see where those lawyers are having class action lawsuits suing the dog out of Monsanto and other companies that have made such things? And the pesticides and the herbicides that have caused cancers and Parkinson's disease and many other diseases. You cannot beat God. You cannot beat any pestilence that He has put here to punish us for what we've done. You cannot beat Him. You might get Monsanto or some of those other companies to produce a better seed than the old natural seeds, but at the same time, it'll kill you. It'll give you all kinds of diseases, and we fail for that. Our wives had to go to work because prices got so high. And we had to shut our farms down and go to work at factories and for big corporations. And look what we've come to. Look what we've come to. Would we not have been better off to still be plowing the fields ourselves and milking our cows ourselves and feeding our own families than what we've come to today? To where if Walmart and Piggly Wiggly and Sullivan's and Vowles or whatever the name of these little grocery stores are around, if they run out of food, if they close down, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? Now I'm only 60. How old am I? I'll be 64 in September if the Lord lets me live that long. I think that's right. 57, yeah. As young as I am, I can remember as a boy where we would all drink from the same dipper. Water from a fresh spring or from a draw well. We'd all drink from the same dipper. Now we have to drink out of bottles, plastic ones. Because the streams, you know, when I was a boy, I used to fish Okotomie Creek. Boy, there were some good holes in Okotomie. But when the farmers and the ranchers quit tending to the land because they didn't need the water anymore because they come through with public water. And it's so filthy. The public water that we pay for is so filthy that you cannot drink it. The lines that the water pass through are so filthy that when it comes out your faucet, you dare not drink it. They try to put enough chlorine in it to purify it. But it won't. Look what we've come to. Now the streams, the little creeks and stuff are closed up, filled up with debris because the ranchers and the farmers are not there anymore to keep them clean. They're having to go to work every day to try to make a living to feed their families. And the groceries now under this administration have gotten so high, and gasoline gotten so high, they have to go up on their prices to the consumer so they can continue to drive their vehicles, get to work, and feed their families. Look what we've come to. We might want to start thinking about getting back to them old-timey ways and finding some old seed and saving them and planting enough to feed our own families. May have to can them instead of freeze them. May have to put them in jars like they used to because they had no refrigeration. Seen some folks over in Iran on Newsmax the other day, and they are hubbing it in Iran. They have long periods of blackouts where they have no electricity. So they cannot keep their food. They don't have lights. Their water is filthy, undrinkable. And they want us to be like Iran. They want a dictator to rule us. And guess what? They're going to have it. The Bible says we've got a beast coming. We got a one world government that is a coming. And the man that bows down to that beast ain't going to heaven. You can turn over in Revelation and read it. The man that bows down to that beast ain't going to heaven. The elect will not. You say, well, preacher, they're telling me that if you don't take the vaccination and you draw a disability check or a Social Security check or a retirement check from the military or anything like that, that they're going to cut you off unless you submit to the vaccination. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Happy day! You asked for it! You wanted it! It's at the door now. Biden says that he's going to go door to door to give everybody the vaccination, which is not a vaccination anyway. It's an emergency medication. It's a population control drug is what it is. And the scripture says it's a coming, and you can count on it. But the elect are not going to bow. We Southerners, that used to be the Bible Belt, which is now as filthy and as rotten as Washington, D.C. is. We keep sending the same people back to the state legislature in Mississippi. They took our flag. They take our taxes. I called the supervisors to try to get them to stand up for our gun rights and to make a statement and put out that these schools in Smith County will not teach or promote that critical race theory, where they teach that all white people should hate themselves and that all colored people should hate the white people. We should hate the flag. And so those little wusses up yonder in the state capitol did away with ours because it had a Confederate flag in the corner of it. Every one of them ought to be fired. Every one of them that voted for it and agreed to it ought to be fired from their jobs. God's word is not going to diminish one iota. Everything that's been prophesied is going to be fulfilled exactly like God said it was. Just read the book. You ought to know what's coming just from what's happened to the Old Testament nations that turned against God. Even His own people that turned against Him, what happened to them? You ought to know what's coming. God's judgment's coming on this nation. Now they got women preachers. They got sodomite preachers. And people say, well, you know. No, I don't know. I know we're going to pay for it. We're going to pay for allowing such. Well, you got to be tolerant. No, I don't. No, I don't have to be tolerant. I can stand on what this book says. And anything that doesn't agree with what this book says, I'll not stand for it. You said, well, there's so many of the other side now that they're taking over. That's the reason Isaiah said what he did in chapter 40. Don't be afraid. Cry out to them. And let them know. And I've been preaching that a long time. Everywhere you go, bring the word of God before them. Will they hate you? Yes, they will. Who cares? Who cares if they hate me? As long as I'm doing it. Look what they did to the apostle. Because he cried out the word of God everywhere he went, they hated him. Look what they done to the Lord Jesus. Because he cried out the word of God to them and told them stinking religious Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, woe unto you! For you'll keep the commandments of men and reject the commandments of God. And that's happened here. All over the world. all over this nation, all over this county. People refuse to stand up for the Word of God. I still say, cry out. In this same chapter here, in verse 12, it says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. They preached the same gospel Isaiah preached, the same gospel that's been preached from the very beginning, the same gospel that was preached in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, the same gospel that's been the same. They didn't see it as clear back then as we see it today. Or as the apostles saw it after they had spent time with Jesus. And the reason that these modern day preachers can't see it clear is because they worship the Almighty Dollar. Jesus told them, you do it for filthy lookers' sake. And they're doing it today more and more. As long as they can get the people to come in. That's what I tried to tell Sean Tyler. Don't worry about getting worldly people in the church. You can't save them. You can preach to them, but you can't save them. But when you bring in a bunch of worldly people as members, what do you think's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen? You think you're going to save them? You cannot save them. Only the Holy Ghost can birth a man that's dead in his trespasses and sins and make him alive. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to do the same thing that the Democrats and the ungodly have done in this nation. They're going to vote you out. They're going to vote God's commandments out. Because majority rules. Or so they think. And so the world and the worldly churches have become even more worldly because they've got a bunch of unsaved, ungodly, worldly people in there, and they're the ones that decide what's going to go on in the church. Verse 2 of chapter 2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. We don't have people hungering and thirsting after righteousness anymore. We don't have people as newborn babes desiring the sincere milk of the word. But that's a commandment here. That's a commandment. And in John chapter 1 it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is the Word. The Son of God is the Word. And He is God. But yet we refuse to live by His commandments. Oh, we'll live by some of them, the ones that we agree with. Verse 14 in the same chapter says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Whew. You know, when you read that, you think, man, what a day that must have been for the apostles to see the Son of God in the flesh. God in the flesh. The God-man. They held Him. John, the youngest apostle, laid His head on His bosom. And the Bible says Jesus loved Him. He was just a kid. Jesus loved Him. And we beheld His glory. And this is John talking. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But you know the same thing can happen today. The very same thing. We can't hold his hand physically. And we can't look him in the eye physically. But we can spiritually. We can see him full of grace and truth today, spiritually, if we'll study the word and hunger and thirst, and as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow thereby. That's just good stuff. First Corinthians 1:21-24, we'll stop after this. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Now see, that's just not hard for me to understand, but there are most people just can't quite get that. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. In other words, they were so smart and they were so wise, like the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes. They thought they knew God. They thought they were the wisest, most religious things that ever walked. Jesus said, "You are not of my Father. Your Father is the devil." But they thought they were godly people. Like these modern day churches today that may have a sodomite or a sodomite woman or a sodomite man. Look, these sodomites, you remember what happened to them in the Old Testament? Now, no telling what sermon audio will do, but you can't mix the Word of God with modern day culture. I noticed on some of these Western, old-timey Western cowboy movies, 1940s, 1950s, it'll have them rated PG with mild violence and something else. And then it'll have a little caption at the bottom right corner over there that says, depicts... got what kind of culture it says. In other words, it doesn't depict the right kind of culture. It depicts an old-fashioned culture. Why? Because it's got mostly white people in it. Well, I'm sorry. If you don't think God's a racist, you're just stupid. You hadn't read this book. Idiots, who do you think made man like we are? Oh, you think we evolved into what we are? No, we didn't. God made us like we are, the Bible says, and set the boundaries of where each nation would dwell. But then we got to traveling and mixing. Okay. They knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Kind of puts it in a nutshell. Don't care how wise you think you are. You're just as dumb as dirt if you can't read that and understand that it's God. What did he say? But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called the Lord Jesus said, Saul! Saul! Why persecutest thou me? Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Of course, he was on his face when he was saying this, struck down by that bright light of the Lord Jesus Christ, the glory of him shining, brighter than the noonday sun. He said, Lord, who art thou? He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. What would you have me do? He was called. And I can't call you. And you can't call your own family. Now you can preach to them. Pappy come to visit me the other day and was praying for me. And here come one of my grandsons bouncing through the house and never slacked up while Pappy was praying. And he had his hand on me while he was praying. That boy knew he was praying. So we had to have a little talk after Pappy left, so I could explain to him more clearly. I'm going to end up having to put some leather on his backside. Oh no, you cannot do that. No, that's against the law. They can have you arrested. If you think I'm going to forsake what the Word of God says because some idiot government official says I can't, you've lost your mind. And they have too. It ain't going to happen. Well, I'll probably hear from folks about this message, but I preach nothing but the truth. And if you've been offended, you just say you've been offended by the truth. Our God, how we thank you for this wonderful Lord's Day. We thank you for your wonderful grace and your mercy that you've had upon us. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, for we are a sinful people. We ask you to forgive us for not speaking up when we should have. And now it appears the judgment of God is coming upon this nation and upon this world. We still bow to our God. Help us, O Lord, to be strong in faith. Increase our faith. Strengthen us in the inner man. Cause us to be glad, thankful, that we can stand for the Word of God, even if it means death, like the Lord Jesus said in Revelation. Be faithful unto death, he told the church. Help us, O Lord. Forgive us where we failed thee. Please watch over us until we meet again. I ask it in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.